Keith was 36 and in good health, very fit, had been having a few headaches, didn't really think much about it, but had made an appointment at his GP's. But before he could attend that appointment, he collapsed in Sheffield and was taken to hospital and put on a ventilator because he couldn't breathe. And it was discovered he'd got a colloid cyst on his brain, which had caused hydrocephalus. And the swelling had caused his brain stem to be squashed. And he couldn't breathe on his own.
And you got up to the hospital?
Yep, got up by train, and his dad and his brother. And he was in the intensive care unit. They were waiting to do some more tests to see if there was any activity in the brain. And when they did the test, there was no activity at all, so he was dead at that point. But the rest of his body was fine. His heart was still going. You see, the machine was breathing for him.
So how did the subject of organ donation come up?
Well, I mentioned it to his dad and his brother, and we all agreed, because Keith was a very fit, healthy young man, and it would be as a waste to have his good organs burnt. But they checked on the organ donor register and he had already gone on it. So we were quite happy to see his wishes through. And the organ donor service could have anything that they wanted.
Did you find it a difficult thing to talk about, though, at that time?
Well, it was weird because my son had just died. And inside I was absolutely devastated and crumbling apart. But my logic was saying, well, here's some very good organs that could help other people. If one of my children had needed an organ transplant, I would have been so grateful for somebody offering it. As far as I could see, there was no point in wasting his very good body, where, you know, at the moment 6 people are alive because of him. Dying has altered the lives of 6 people and their families and their friends, so it's quite a big network of people that are overjoyed, sadly, through the fact that my son died. I just find that very difficult sometimes to not accept. I do accept it, but it doesn't yet bring me as much comfort as it may do. But we'll wait and see. It was only 6 months ago.
How much do you know about those people who received the organs?
I know that the rough age groups they're in, that they're male or female. We've had 2 updates since the transplants were done, and the latest one has given some really lovely information, especially on one lady who had his lungs and was on oxygen and in a wheelchair before, but she's now returned to singing in her choir. And 2 young teenagers who are now back at school. It's turned the lives around of all the people who had a piece of Keith. I could send a letter to them via the organ donor nurse who is assigned to the family when organs are donated. I haven't yet done that, but I may do that. It's going to take a little bit of strength, I think, to sit down and write to somebody who's now walking about with my son's liver.